You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
Why not? Hoiberg on Twitter says, I'll take one Lance Leipold and not look back. Would Leipold and Jalen Daniels be a package deal? We see that with some coaches that move on. They bring their quarterback with them. If you knew today that Leipold and Daniels would come to Nebraska together, stop the search, maybe. But KU's won four football games for the first time in 13 years. Now they take on Iowa State in Lawrence, which would probably be another sellout.
What a relatively good chance to, I mean, a decent chance to get to 5-0.
Who's going to win the Big 12? The two teams that are playing this weekend in Waco?
Okie State.
Okie State and Baylor? How about a conference that's upside down, but entertaining? Entertaining. I mean, Texas Tech, Texas was wild. Hey, who would have thought that Bijan Robinson would fumble in that moment?
Are you all in on Dave Aranda's pressers?
There's a lot to like about him. I mean, he's put together. So fundamentally, Baylor stands out to me. Fundamentally, they're really good. He's really, really calm. I mean, he is a chill
you
dude.
Think?
Like, on the sidelines, except when he's slapping the butt of his strength and conditioning guys. Fundamentally, they're good. They got a good offensive line. I like Jeff Gibbs as their offensive coordinator. I mean, they don't overwhelm you, but man, they play smart football. And at the end of the day, they win. I mean, they were the better team on Saturday.
They are physical,
very physical. Well, Dave Aranda football
in a conference that traditionally has been it's not physical, but that's changed. But the Big 12 is upside down. I mean, good luck picking out a winner out of that conference.
Yeah. And plus, they play round robin, so it's going to be hectic. I mean, somebody's going to win that thing with three losses.
951-1620. Want to chat about the weekend of football? Three losses would be...
Well, it wouldn't surprise me. For sure, two.
I could see two. People in Norman.
Yeah, you're probably not winning with three.
And people in Norman would be a little upset.
With two losses?
Yeah.
You can't be mad about that. It's not as good a team on paper as it was a year ago. At least I don't think.
They gotta wash K-State out of their mouth quickly. It's just weird that K-State owns
them. You think
them.
Gabriel wants that pass to Stoops back? Remember what I was telling you when we were leaving Lincoln? I know his numbers were fine, right? But his accuracy is an issue, I think. He missed some open guys in Lincoln. Now, they scored anyway running the ball, but just imagine if he was, like, on point. He had guys – he missed those two skinnies in Lincoln, and he should have had Stoops easily.
It's going to cost him another game. They're going to lose at least one more game.
I mean, I could see, two.
I just can't figure out how OU loses to K-State every single year.
K-State they've lost nine.
That's why they're going to the SEC, so I'm playing K-State again.
They better figure out defensively how to slow down that QB run game.
They've lost nine home games since 2012, and four of them been to K-State.
I mean, Purdy got busy. And now, I know it was mop-up time, but it was still twos versus twos. It's not like Purdy was out there playing with ballers.
I think Oklahoma has TCU this weekend. And then
who had a good win against SMU.
Yeah, they did. So that's just nice to sit back and not have to fret about what was going on in Lincoln just to watch football this weekend. I mean, let everybody else have chaos. We're just nice and calm around here.
Yeah, chaos like drama is fun when you're not involved.
All right, Nebraska and Indiana play on Saturday night. We'll, of course, have a lot to talk about coming into the week. We'll get more into the Big Ten West. Because it's not just Minnesota and Iowa. People are wondering about what's going on in Evanston or even in Madison. But we start the week off with Nate. Hello, Nate.
Good morning, my friends. How are you?
What's up, buddy?
Man, I'm all right. I am not usually a person, as you've noticed by my call, that is like all in on the NFL. I generally find it a pretty boring, uncompelling league. But this was pretty wild. I mean, who woke up and thought the punter is going to kick the ball up my hind parts today? I mean, that was pretty out there. I'm so glad the Chiefs lost. That was maybe the most fun I've ever had watching an NFL game. And my 12-year-old loved the Chiefs and was crying, and I was laughing.
Oh, that's awful. Good job, Dad.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. No, I mean, you have to understand the obnoxiousness and cockiness my son has, because the Chiefs are just, I don't know where he would have got that from.
Yeah, where's he getting swag from? I'd have no idea.
I got nothing, man. I got nothing, Dave. Nothing. So, but we pushed through that. That night game was the most I tried to sit down and watch with my wife. She's from Colorado. I'm trying to absorb the Denver fandom because I used to like Elway anyway. My Lord Almighty, that was the strangest, ugliest 7-5, 11-10. Like, who does that? Who actually does that?
Hey, punters are people too.
Punters are
and they were good.
Hey, there's
about,
a T-shirt.
How about Russ getting booed though?
He should.
Oh, but listen, you know what? This is the weirdest situation I think I've ever seen in sports, because you have, and I've always thought Russ was a little overhyped, but Russ is definitely still an above average quarterback option. He's a top 10 quarterback. There's no doubt about that. And I think Hackett and the Broncos are still a top 10 team. But for whatever reason, this nice good guy and this hot chick just don't seem to be happy together. That could be an analogy for something bigger. I don't know. But it seems like this should work, and it's just not going to. And that Denver offensive line is horrific. They might as well have had white hats on with a big red N on the side of it. It was terrible.
That's tough.
Terrible. Russ going to get hurt. Russ is going to get put down. It's my man bad. Is dying. But I really don't care about some SEC, ACC, let's all play with coloring books fans that get upset because Aaron Judge is breaking history. They'll be all right. Look, the best sport year America ever had was 1998, okay?
It's not 99, 98, though.
No, I'm talking about the home run.
No, but 98 was more national than Judge.
It is, but it shouldn't have been. This is just as good, especially since nobody's wondering, gee, is Aaron Judge, like, shooting up drugs and taking hormones? I mean, the story of Aaron Judge and the little Toronto fan alone is incredibly compelling stuff. Remember that?
Give me back my ball.
I like Judge because he's, like, he's humble. He's, like, a real dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want Aaron Judge to date your daughter. Like, he's a good dude. He's compelling.
Well, he is rich.
Especially when he's going to be making $300 million plus next year. Yes.
Hey. He's happy as 12-year-old is sad.
Yeah, he said that. I know what he's doing. I said it. It's a terrible loss.
It wasn't good.
The two touchdowns came off turnovers. When they didn't get a turnover, they didn't score.
Sky
Mahomes
Moore
was so much better than
is still your
Ryan.
Dude, though.
I know. Orlando Brown was bad. Chris Jones' penalty was bad. Special teams were
atrocious.
I still
want to know. I can't.
You can't BS your way
to
a win.
When does that report come out?
Probably today. I mean, he's going to get fined. Because whatever he said, for the ref to throw the flag that quickly and then not to say in the pool report when they go, well, what did he say? And the ref says it'll come
out
in the
report.
I mean, and Chris Jones didn't argue it.
Could he only imagine what he called him?
Well,
you don't see.
I mean,
that
you want to have
a poll
question,
right? Like, is it who has the seven words? Is it George Carlin?
Yeah.
Yep.
I wonder what the point of no return words are, because I've heard them all. I just wonder what the point of no return is for an official, because whatever it was. Yeah. It was a quick stick. Like,
and the white hat was standing right there.
Remind me of the NBA.
Just some things you cannot say. I just want to know what that is.
And the defense was good yesterday. And the defense was good. That Colts team is not anywhere near what we thought. I mean, Matt Ryan, he's no Carson Wentz.
Well, he's fine. He just can't get rid of the ball. Hey, by the way.
He's slow. Matt Ryan's slow.
By the way, how do you allow yourself to be sacked 6.5 times? Get rid of the ball, Carson Wentz. Get rid of the ball.
Are we going to have an in-depth on the career of Carson Wentz from NFL MVP candidate
to
the worst quarterback in the NFL?
It's unbelievable.
All change that one day in the L.A. Coliseum.
I mean, it can't just be the injury. Like, was he shook?
He's never been the same. But he has gone. He's gone from the top. He's at the bottom. He's the worst quarterback in the NFL. That's amazing drop.
Kind of reminds me how Jake Delhomme was mid-2000s, really good, one of the top quarterbacks in the league, and that one playoff game against the Cardinals a couple years later where he throws like 6 interceptions, never the same. His career was pretty much over after that.
As my man Mike Minner used to say, they called him Opie, Jake Delhomme. Opie?
Here is Brian. Hello, Beep.
Hey, what's going on? Wait, let me ponder what you just said. Geno Smith or Carson Wentz?
I don't know. Statistics.
Seahawks rolled up, 400 plus.
Statistically,
yesterday?
It's not close.
Hey, I don't know. Geno Smith. It's Geno Smith. Hey, now, you're only a step away from being Pat White. All right?
Oh, wow.
He ain't looking that good to me. But, fellas, I'm going to throw.
West Virginia quarterback.
I'm glad I didn't have to watch no Nebraska this week, but scary, man. What's up, man? I don't know if I can put your Chiefs on my six-teamers no more, man. People want to sit up there and.
Six?
And throw words out when you could have sat up here and covered the spread. I might have to drive down to Chiefs Stadium this weekend to talk to some players. All right? Put your players straight. But after watching football this weekend, all the auditions for the job down there in Lincoln, I'm kind of like, if I don't get Mickey as a head coach, I'll be good with reuniting him with his ex-LSU staffer, Dave Miranda, up here in Lincoln. That's awesome. I would love to bring that defense, especially since he knows how to run a 3-4, which we seem to – if we're going to stay with that, I would love to see him run that up here because he seems to know what he's doing compared to the other guys we've had running 3-4 up in here. So that's who – either Mickey or Randa is who I'm with right now. Leipold, you know, I feel comfortable if we're going with what I heard you said, Damon. You said this is not going to be fixed in 2 to 3 years. You need to give it a – you know, this is a total build. So you're going to be looking at the long haul. I would feel comfortable with Leipold. I think he would be perfect for that.
Hey, so, are you going to bury the lead? You got a big one tonight, man. What are you doing for the game?
I'm going to sit here and watch us beat up on the Giants like we always do. You know, I'm going to be careful not to say nothing. I don't want to get my segment banned off the radio again, you know, just for saying stuff. Being an old NFC East fan, I should get a pardon, man. I got gray hair. I've been an NFC East fan since back when Dexter Manley was playing in the NFC. I know he brought him up last week. I like bringing him up. To all you Washington fans, just remind y'all, he could not read. How do you even know what to do on a blitz? Huh? How do you know what to do on a blitz? Wow. Did he go the wrong way, opposite way of the arrows? I don't understand.
Were you serious about a six teamer, B?
Yeah, I thought I hit that six teamer.
So the Chiefs were the last leg.
Yeah, Chiefs, and then Chiefs and the Houston. The Houston pushed on me. You can't cover the three against Chicago. God,
I don't know. Low key, that was a gutsy win for the Bears. I appreciate that. Hey. B. You don't think so? They under your radar because you were engrossed in Chiefs Colts.
I just know that Flacco's been better than Justin Fields.
Yeah.
They got nothing around Fields.
Fields turned the ball over. I don't think he threw a touchdown either. Was he over? And then Montgomery gets hurt to boot.
But Herbert, who was on Every Day I'm Rustling fantasy team. On 3-0, by the way.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Good on you.
Josh Allen came through. Did work for me, even though Dalvin Cook let me down for the second straight week.
Yeah. So was that like his shoulder, his wrist? What was that?
I don't know. I just wanted to play in London on Sunday against the Saints.
Oh, you want to get off to a good start? That's a Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Early.
And it continues the streak. What are we still? We've never had a game in London with two teams with winning records. So that's going to continue for this Sunday as well.
Probably because one of them is always Jacksonville.
Yeah. And this year it would have been England's ideal team to have Jacksonville. But now it's the Saints and the Vikings. All right, quick break.
Saints were in trouble. Glad I had them winning the South and Allen as my coach of the year. That's pretty good.
Yeah, Jameis is starting to look like the Jameis of a few years ago.
He's hurt.
You can't lose to Carolina like that. You can't keep Matt Rhule employed. What about all those people who want Matt Rhule to get fired so he can come to Nebraska?
Would you stop?
I'm trying to take care of that part of the listening audience. That is all in on Matt Rhule for some reason.
He said for some reason.
So Aranda will come to Nebraska and Rhule will go back to Baylor. See, that's how it works.
Or if Rhule comes here, will he wear a red smock?
Oh.
Wow.
6:52.
Wow.
Sharp Betting in the Morning at 16:20 The Zone.
You've worked hard for what you have. Your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly 1 in 4 consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. terms apply.